Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now, today we've finally gotten around to showing a Western. Took a while before we finally got around to it. And we're showing one of the most beloved Westerns ever made, High Noon. This highly acclaimed movie won 4 Oscars for Best Actor, Gary Cooper, and for Best Editing, Best Musical Score, and Best Song. It was also nominated for Best Picture, Screenplay, and Director. Co-star Katie Girardeau also won a Golden Globe Award for her supporting performance. And as if that wasn't enough, this movie was one of the first group of inductees to the National Film Registry at the Library of Congress. Now, turn to the cast members. There's, of course, Grace Kelly in only her second movie. You'll also notice Lloyd Bridges a few years before Sea Hunt and several more years before Airplane. Thomas Mitchell, who plays the mayor, is familiar to movie fans from his roles in Gone with the Wind, It's a Wonderful Life, and another classic Western, Stagecoach. Western fans will also notice several familiar genre actors like Harry Morgan, no relation, Jack Elam, and Lee Van Cleef, before the spaghetti Westerns. Lon Chaney Jr. even shows up, though he doesn't indulge in lycanthropy in this movie. Now, this movie has also been very highly influential, referred to in many other works, both seriously and a spoofing way, and it was even remade, sort of, as a sci-fi film called Outland, starring Sean Connery in 1981. Now, I understand there's also a TV movie remake of High Noon, and a separate TV movie sequel, although I haven't seen them, so I can't pass any judgment on those. Now, as I said, it's also been very highly acclaimed, including several U.S. presidents who have been fans, such as Eisenhower, Reagan, and Clinton. But it's also been the source of some controversy, mainly over interpretations of the story in the light of screenwriter Carl Foreman's blacklisting for refusing to cooperate with the House Un-American Activities Committee. And also, one Western star who didn't like the movie was John Wayne. In fact, he did his own classic Western, Rio Bravo, as an answer to High Noon. Maybe one day we'll get to that one. We'll see. Just a reminder to please leave your comments and suggestions on our Facebook page, or you can email them to me at kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And as you may have noticed, Joan, who manages our website, has posted a list of the links to the movies that we previously shown, so if you want to catch up on those, they're right there. And there are also links to my intros, should you wish to endure them. Well, thanks very much for stopping by. And now, from United Artists in 1952, here's High Noon.